Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. The city of Napier on New Zealand's east coast looks like a postcard from the 1930s, and it's particularly stylized because most of its notable architecture was built at the same time, after a devastating earthquake that shook the region. To tell us the story of how one beachfront fountain symbolizes Napier's rebirth, his monocle's David Stevens.
On the morning of February 3rd, 1931, residents of Napier on the east coast of New Zealand described the sea as calm and still, and a most peculiar colour. Hours later, the earth below their feet sprung forth, a display of its power so often observed on these shaky isles, and this coastal settlement was changed forever. A reporter for the New Zealand Herald, who reached the scene that night, described a city of the dead, except for the glow of a land fire and the lights of ships. It's an unfortunately common story for a country built to walk a tectonic tightrope. But what else can you do when you fall except get up and try again? The city had over 16,000 residents, by no means small for the country at the time, and all of them needed new homes, schools, facilities, and businesses that were safe, modern, and cheap. And so began the story of a small city looking out across the expanse of the Pacific Ocean, coming to be defined by one particular architectural style, a style that remains delicately preserved even today. The whirlwind reconstruction process meant that the city rose from the ashes all at once, like a perfect portrait of the era, and the picture painted was one of a dedicated devotee to the Art Deco movement. The style certainly fit the bill for a city looking to save money while staying modern. Art Deco threw ornamentation aside, perfect for Depression-era development where aesthetic additions were an unjustifiable expense. Residents had taken note of just which features came crashing to the ground during the initial disaster. It was the ornate, the extraneous, the extravagant. New builds would have to avoid excess for fear of history repeating itself.
Raised to the ground by earthquake in 1931, Napier in New Zealand presented this appalling scene of devastation. Almost every building was destroyed, and the earth was littered like a demolished toy town. That was 8 years ago. Today, Napier has been rebuilt into a completely new township, and reinforced concrete houses of only two stories are expected to withstand future tremors. Contrary to appearances...
First to rise from the ashes was the Market Reserve Building, and although plans were already in motion before the disaster, it came to be seen as a statement of faith in Napier's future. The Masonic Hotel followed, a glowing icon for the city, which later even housed Queen Elizabeth herself when Her Royal Highness visited during her 1953-54 Royal Tour of New Zealand. Then there's the National Tobacco Building, tucked behind a hill in Ahuriri, which even claims to be one of the country's most photographed buildings. All of these fond friends of the Art Deco style guide. The city came to embrace its new postcard perfect look. The Art Deco Trust was formed in 1985 to promote the newly published Take a Walk Through Art Deco Napier leaflet, which had received plenty of local government support. The Trust continues to work on the preservation, enhancement, and promotion of Napier's unique architecture, and many of the city's iconic buildings are now protected and preserved. On the night before Christmas Eve in 1936, over 5 years since the disaster that shaped Napier, a crowd of locals and visitors gathered for a much-needed treat. The Tom Parker Fountain was having its grand opening, donated to the city by one of Napier's most colourful characters. Based on an illuminated fountain he had seen on a trip to Bournemouth, Parker donated the £1,000 needed for a similar one back home. And this evening, the fountain came alive, dancing with colours, synchronised in time with the water jets, and dazzling the onlookers. The fountain still stands to this day, calm and still during daylight hours, just like that morning back in 1931. But every evening, it comes to life again, celebrating the rebirth of the city and glowing with the most peculiar colours.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to David Stevens for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.